Hello, world.
Hello, hello.
Happy Wednesday. It is time for BS from a Basement. BS from a Basement is brought to you by Get Some Sports 13 TV for the best in local high school athletics, AAU basketball, intercollegiate volleyball, and club volleyball on YouTube, Facebook Live, Spotify, Audible, Pandora, Apple, and Amazon.
And Ready Center Brewery, brewed with humility, locally brewed and packaged in Lake Villa, Illinois. Try one of those bad boys today. You be disappointed.
And don't forget 25% off at manlybands.com using promo code GetSomeSports13 at checkout.
How we doing, everybody?
Good.
Good.
I get a, what do we call these things that we speak into? Not the microphone, but the sneeze guard, or what's it called?
What are you blocking yourself from?
What do you want a sneeze guard for?
No, the cover.
You want a new cover?
Well, after that, I just kind of hocked up a little bit then with that wall.
That's on you. You just know. Have to
that
deal
was
now.
A long way to go for that one, Bryce.
Yes, thank you.
Those are actually called wind guards.
Wind guards.
And
these
I
guards.
Do not believe that those are in the budget for this year.
Okay, I'll have
unfortunately.
To watch. Are they washable?
They are not. They will fall apart. And I got to tell you, Brian, for that, I just want to tell you something. I can find it. So Carl redid my board so it stays in like sequence.
Oh,
nice.
But now all the other fun ones that I want to play are not around. But for the lack of wind guard, Bri.
Once again, I just want to apologize.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, did you hear Pete Rose is back in business? Speaking of that, I mean, he's dead. But now
back
he's
in business doing what?
He's eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's nice of him to let him die first so he can enjoy it.
And so are all the Black Sox.
Oh.
Yeah, only took 75.
How does that come to be? We just threw out all the...
He decided that if you're banned from... what's his name? Manfred.
And yeah.
So if you're banned from baseball, the ban is lifted once you die.
Oh, well, you're banned for life.
That rule makes
exactly.
no sense.
The idea is
you're banned for life.
It's still a deterrent.
Yes.
Because you can't ever enjoy like the Hall of Fame and stuff like that. So
that is the dumbest rule.
I agree. I agree.
A little late on the Black Sox. They've been dead for like 50 years.
Yeah. So Shoeless Joe, he's got a shot.
He's going to be in.
He's going to come out.
I love it. Viva la Black Sox.
Yes.
All right. I got on my thing, it says Jamie's toast.
It is my toast.
Okay.
All right. To my friends. Who like GPS with no signal, are loud, confident, and always a little bit wrong.
Yes.
Not heard that one before. I like that.
Mm.
Ah.
Once again, hey, how do you like those extra cherries in your Manhattan?
Ooh,
I got like 12 of them today, Jamie. Yes.
That would make it delicious.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, everybody, if you want to call in and talk to us and you are not in my phone book or don't know my phone number, all you got to do is go on Snapchat, get some sports 13, friend us, and then you can use the call-in feature on Snapchat to call and talk to us. If you're more of a typist, that will work as well. What you do is go on to either Facebook Live or YouTube. In that comments box, you type in whatever your heart desires, and then Carl will bring it up in the studio and we'll show it to everybody.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Fantastique.
All right. Our first segment is brought to us by our good friends... at Brian's Underwear. They're short, white, tight, and they fit just right. Brian's Underwear.
Balls.
And the name of this segment is Celebrity Birthdays and National Thing Day.
All right.
Only because we just still have not come up with anything better than that.
You can't land on anything.
No.
I don't know what else
no,
to call
No, we need more
it.
Input from the listeners.
From the people. Yes.
All right, so kicking it off. Famous birthdays.
Love it. Here we go.
First one, alive.
Okay.
Today, May 14th birthday.
Mm.
This filmmaker and philanthropist turned 81 years old today. He has been nominated for 4 Academy Awards and is one of the most financially successful filmmakers of all time. He has directed and 10 of the 100 highest grossing movies in the North American box office. One of his most famous series consists of 12 total movies and would take 14 hours and 4 minutes to watch. and contain a lead character named after his very own high school nickname of Luke.
Oh. What's his name? Steven Spielberg.
No, wrong.
George Lucas.
Yep, good one.
Thank you, Kyle.
Good one.
Gosh dang it.
You were so close because they're friends. They're good friends.
George Spielberg.
Who's the dude that directed The Irishman? Short little
Scorsese.
Yes.
That's who I was thinking.
That's initially. Who I was thinking too.
You guys were wrong.
When you think about these guys' age, it doesn't help you, I don't think.
Lucas is 81.
81.
Huh?
81.
Are we sure Steven Spielberg didn't do
Star Wars? They like partnered together on a bunch of stuff. But, Lucasfilms did Star Wars for sure.
And okay. he wrote them, I think, too.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the answer.
No, he was.
George Lucas was the answer.
What did I guess? Steven Spielberg. Yeah.
Spielberg was not the
That's
answer.
What I said. Spielberg didn't do Star Wars?
No, I think he did. Maybe he had a piece of it or something.
He was a part of like Indiana Jones with him, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I could be making that up. But I know they're friends.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, Indiana Jones. You're right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Good try.
Okay.
All right. Second one. Also alive. This singer, songwriter, producer, and activist turned 75 on May 13th. He was nominated for 74 Grammy Awards and won 25 of them.
Good Lord.
He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2014 for his significant contribution to cultural endeavors.
2014?
Yep.
Okay. He's definitely not a one-hit wonder.
Who was the president in 2014 that gave him that?
Obama.
2014?
Yeah.
Because Trump won in 2016.
All right.
He was the sunshine of many lives.
Yeah.
And married three times over his lifetime.
Casey.
No.
Casey and the Sunshine
Stevie
Band.
Wonder.
He's been blind since shortly after his birth.
Stevie Wonder.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
No, Brian.
Brian, you were so close when you said he's not a one-hit wonder. I was like, keep going.
I almost gave it away.
So close. So those are the birthdays for today. Moving it into National Thing Day. We're going to start with, it's Root Canal Appreciation Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't have somebody come in the studio.
You don't have two drills in that bag, do you?
That happens every year on the second Wednesday in May. It was created in 2005 by Dr. Kammer, who was dead set on educating people about the importance of dental care. He wrote a rap song called Get Out the Brush, and he performed it on American Idol, but he didn't win.
It's a shame.
So, according to the information on Root Canal Day, it's actually not all that bad, but I think they're liars and it sounds awful. Yes. Probably is that bad.
We happen to do laughing gas like all day during Root Canal Day? Is that part of it?
No, the way you celebrate is by just brushing your teeth.
Oh.
Have either one of you had a root canal?
No.
Neither have you?
No.
I'm afraid of the dentist.
So we should all go up to Blueberry River and brush those pearly whites.
We really should. Yeah. We really should.
Yeah. We should have a brush-a-thon.
How many professionally active dentists are there in the U.S.?
Oh, I'm going to say 2.6 million.
dentists in the U.S.
Is that too high?
Well, there's large swaths that are, I'm going to go 1 million.
It's 202,000.
Holy
cow. You guys were way off.
So by Prize is Right rules?
You won.
Prize is Right rules.
We both went over.
Now you both have travel toothbrush kits. Oh, man. So that you can keep your teeth clean on the go and hopefully not have to celebrate Root Canal Appreciation Day in real life.
You know, I'm taking mine with me tomorrow.
I hope you do. You
can
think
Katie.
Of me while you brush your teeth. All right.
The amount of effort is just incredible.
No wonder why I can't get an appointment with my dentist.
There's not enough of
them. There's not enough of them.
No.
We need 10 times more dentists.
I'll tell you where there's not dentists. Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Devoid of dentists.
No question.
I don't even want to know.
Okay.
All right. It is also National Bond with Your Dog Day.
They're also short on teeth. Sorry about that.
And National Bond with Your Dog Day is important because, as they say, your dog is your best friend for a small part of your life. But you're their best friend for their whole life.
Oh, no.
In the arms of an angel.
Started in 2021, and it's dedicated to strengthening your relationship with your dog. Dogs were domesticated 20,000 years ago.
Wow.
And fun facts about dogs. How many muscles do you think they have in their ears?
17.
One.
18. Good guess.
Oh, well, together.
Yeah. We got nailed it.
Teamwork,
and,
baby.
In what year did the first vet school open?
I'm going to say 1786.
1691.
1761. Brian was closer. Price is Right. Rules, you win. So you two decide.
You know, one other quick little known fact about Elkhorn.
Yes.
Yes,
no,
Brian.
No fluoride in the water up there, Kyle.
No. Devoid of dentist and fluoride. Doesn't Are you going to give us a dog or something or no?
I gave you a toothbrush. I can't give you dogs.
We don't get to pet a puppy?
Not today. Could have brought one.
Outstanding, JD.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Very nice opening to the show, JD. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Important business at hand. Oh, not that. I think I just played the NFL song.
You did.
There's like, a lot going on. There, yeah.
What happened?
All right. Starting tomorrow. PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. There are 15 LIV golfers in the field. We always have a couple questions related to LIV golf participation in PGA events. And it goes as follows. One, how many of the 15 LIV golfers will make the cut? And how many will be in the top 10 on Sunday? Mm. Brian. You are first to go.
I'm going to go 8, make the cut.
Okay.
And 3, top 10.
Ooh, I like it. JD?
I've got 6 making the cut.
Okay.
And I was going to also say 3, but since Brian did, I'm going to take it to 4.
Love it.
Oh, aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Out of the 15, how many do I think will make the cut? I'm going to say 10. How many in the top 5? Or I'm sorry, top 10? I'm also going to say 4.
Okay.
I love it. I love it.
15 LIV golfers enter the field, 18 leave the field.
So if you guys have any, you want to text in on your choices to those two questions or call in, that's fine. We're here for you. Let us hear from you. But while you ponder that, we're going to move on to a little segment that everyone loves and enjoys and calls in for. Our friend Brian, he's a connoisseur of the news, picks it up in the written form, watches multiple newscasts every night, and has even been known to walk the beat to pick up the best stories of the week, and he brings them to us in a little segment that we call Brian's Riff.
Riff City. Glad to be here. Oh, man. I am just so pumped about this one. Do you guys have any idea whose house that is?
I don't. It looks like my grandpa's house.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. You know what?
No.
Close.
Okay.
That's the Pope's boyhood home.
Whoa. Look didn't he that. Have brothers?
Yes.
Wasn't it's like they knew he was going to be a cardinal with that red door.
Yes. So...
Cardinal of Rome.
You remember all the brouhaha with politics and that Tanya Hayward and the trustee and the mayor, and she's from Dalton.
Yeah.
Also the boyhood home of the Pope.
Really?
A so lot went on there.
They're real happy about the Pope now because it's sort of flushing that stuff out. Yeah. Anyway, a home rehabber picked up what he thought was a modest 3-bedroom ranch home.
That's a 3-bedroom home?
Late last year for $66,000.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Now, his plan was make some upgrades and then flip the house.
Mm-hmm.
So he finishes his upgrades, his remodeling. This January, he listed it for $219,000.
Oh, good for him.
Probably a little aggressive.
Get yourself some with that antenna on the top of the roof. It's free Chicago sports net.
Well, he cut the price a month later to $205,000. And then again a month later to $199,000. Well, he recently found out this is Pope Leo's boyhood home. They actually owned it until 1996. That's when the father sold it.
Okay.
So the
not that kind of father.
Yeah. The rehabber.
Bless you, my son.
The rehabber decided to take it off the market as soon as he found out it was the Pope's home. Now, the question I have you to kind of rethink his strategy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think he really has here?
Nothing.
Oh, I think he's got something.
You think there's some wild people out there?
You Catholics are crazy. I think you'll suck that up for half a mil.
Do you think that there's just going to be like crosses over every door?
It's too bad that he redid the house and probably went over all the places where he wrote like his initials and I want to be Pope like on the inside of the closet.
He's rehabbed it now, so it's not even really the same house.
He's actually gone on record saying it's about 80% different than when he bought it.
Yeah, so...
Here's my thing. First American Pope from Chicago. I think this is something. I think this is a significant something.
But to spend that much on a tiny house, like there are a lot of weirdos out there.
Well, so, and that's a question. And when we get down to this as we do our predictions and stuff, I'd like to venture a guess what we think will happen to this thing.
I almost could see the Historical Society taking it, to be honest.
You think so?
I think it's that big of a deal. I mean, I'm not Catholic, but you tell me.
That's why I thought it was interesting when you said Lincoln's house. Because it sort of has that aura about it.
Did he live there like his whole growing up or just for like his high school years?
Until 1996. They kept the house in the family. So he's what? He's 69. So let's do some work backwards. He was born in what? 54? Ish. So it was in his family for 40-something years of his life.
Okay.
Jamie's starting to come
fact that they, like, it looks nothing like it did. I guess
that's what I'm coming around on, is that there's a lot of wackos out there.
Yeah, the outside is the same. I guess I would think, it wouldn't surprise me if someone picked this up for $500,000.
I agree.
And then maybe just some priests live there.
Yeah, I don't know if they
turn it into a museum or something.
They maybe try to what do you call it when you like retro it back. Like this is what it looked like.
And here's
green carpet, pink sinks, stuff like that. Shag.
Linoleum.
My grandpa's house here's still had the pink toilet and sink.
The lesson learned to all you house flippers. Maybe look whose name is on the deed before you totally gut the house. And
yeah, but when he gutted it, that guy wasn't up for Pope.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That just came up in the last
week. He lucked out.
That's fair.
He lucked out is what he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell you what,
not the way I was thinking about that. You're right. You're right.
If I saw, unless it was like a hole in the ground, if I saw, because you could look up previous sales. If I saw someone paid $66,000 and then 8 months later wanted me to pay
$219,000,
right, it'd be a little tough.
Yeah. It's a tough sell.
Yeah.
All right. Moving along. Also, and now this is not Carl's poor quality. This is the quality of the source we got it from. So last week.
This is what happens when you take a screenshot from a video. Yes.
Last week, a northern Las Vegas homeowner received a phone call from police while she was out of town. The police were asking her if she was having a party at her home. She thought it was a fake call. Hung up. She started to receive phone calls from her neighbors. Apparently, an estimated 200 teens broke into her home and threw a party.
Wow.
Now, I've done a little research on this. This is actually a thing now. It's called a mansion party. Teens will pick a home that they know is empty.
Uh-huh.
They'll break into it. They will charge money, and they even bring a DJ.
So I'm not surprised by that, but if it's a mansion party, shouldn't you have better security where these teens just can't pop themselves
right
in?
Right.
Now, obviously, you can't tell so much, but they were dancing on her counters and all over the house, and they caused thousands of dollars in damages. But again, how do you get 200 kids on a whim to go to a house that, I mean, maybe you don't know, it's so not that, somebody you know. You're like, hey, let's go to a party at my friend's house.
That's easy. They just blast out Snapchat, come here,
here's
bring
the address.
Beer. Yeah, gathering them up is not a big thing. I'm more into like, how do they just get into this woman's house?
Right.
How do they know she's gone?
They said they kicked the garage door in.
The garage door?
Like the
and
side
that didn't
door.
Make a lot. Oh. I was gonna say, it seems like that'd be loud,
right in front of the house.
Yeah, I mean, at what point do the neighbors? I don't know how. Maybe the homes are a half mile apart. I don't know the answer to that. But wouldn't they all So the police came and busted it up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they all, was it trespassing at least? Property damage, trespassing?
Well, if it's a minimum of trespassing, I got to believe there's a felony or two involved
in doing that.
And it wouldn't be a shame if they did that and somebody showed up with a shotgun and just cleaned it up.
Yeah. And like, did this woman go on Facebook and post like leaving town for a week?
Right. Well, she's still trying to figure out how they knew she was out of town.
Probably the stack of newspapers on her front porch.
The garbage she put out four days early.
And the overflowing mailbox.
So even if I, you know, left my garage door open on accident or didn't lock my door, I don't deserve that.
No, nobody deserves that.
No.
Kids, you're better than that.
Yeah.
Well, are they?
No, but I like to believe they are.
All right.
Some of them are.
Moving along, a recent study determined that eggs are less likely to crack when dropped on their side. So,
did you bring one to test?
Well, no, I didn't want to make a mess. It's commonly thought that eggs are strongest at their ends. After all, that's how they are packaged in a carton. But scientists at MIT.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Yep, JD, that MIT. They decided to run simulations and dropped eggs horizontally and vertically from three short heights up to a maximum of 10 millimeters. That's 0.4 inches in the U.S. Scientists did this because they believe they can help with hard-boiling eggs in a pot.
What they've
determined is dropping the eggs in horizontally may be less likely to cause a stray crack.
Oh, my gosh.
Was this an Easter special?
You lower them in with a spoon. Everybody knows that.
That can, I quote, unleash the eggs insides in a puffy, cloudy mess.
This is the best dissertation ever written.
Tragically, 200 eggs were sacrificed for this experiment.
Oh my gosh, that's the humanity.
That's
$115,000 worth of eggs.
Yes.
Can you believe, I mean...
How is that even a study?
It's MIT, baby.
Who even cares? I think that they did that like because Easter just happened. And no one was coloring eggs because they're too expensive.
I've never had like the whole contents of an egg.
Oh, I have because like, I straight up just drop them in.
Well, you get like a little herniated, a little herniation, right? You know, you don't. I don't get the whole like the entrails coming out, but apparently you have.
Have you ever dropped it from 10 millimeters?
No.
Yeah, when you set it in there, is it approximately
little known
this
fact? Air fryer 250 for what is it like 10 minutes, 20 minutes? It's perfect.
Yep.
And you don't have to worry about any of this.
Did MIT do the study on that?
No.
How did you set them in there?
Didn't even think about it. Nor did have I ever thought about what end of an egg is more strong, the tip or the side. Don't think about that kind of stuff.
You know, if Humpty Dumpty came down sideways.
Yeah, he would have been all right.
Yeah,
he
would have been all right.
If only he knew.
All right. So last one. Not only did Chicago give rise to the new Pope, JD.
Mm-hmm.
The first new version of Nutella's iconic hazelnut spread in its 60-year history is set to roll out next year. It's called Nutella Peanut.
I'm excited for this because it just makes it easier than using two spoons.
I've never had Nutella.
Oh.
So now it's going to be manufactured in Chicagoland, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin Park, to be exact.
Love it.
It's going to create 65 jobs.
Wow. Hopefully none of them allergic to peanuts.
Who's going to buy it?
I will.
Why?
Listen, have you ever taken out the peanut butter and the Nutella, gone little spoon, and then put them together?
I don't like Nutella.
Well, you're missing out because it's fantastic.
I go big spoon peanut butter, call it a day.
This solves a lot of problems for me.
They're calling it the hazelnut, peanut, and chocolate mashup.
Yes.
Whoa.
It's going to be epic.
Now, Seth Gonzalez, the senior director of marketing for Nutella, says, we didn't want it to be another peanut butter.
Yeah.
This stuff is more afternoon snacking than lunch.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
So
Seth's a genius.
I think it'll be good. Like, people will use it for, like, to dip stuff in. Fine. But like, I think it's confusing to call it Nutella peanut. That to me makes it sound like it's a try to be a peanut butter.
This is to Nutella what Goober was to jelly.
Goober grape.
Wow. Now is Nutella, is it the same consistency as peanut butter?
No, it's like spready. You can spread it easier.
Okay. So do you think this is going to change the viscosity of it?
I think the peanuts will, yeah. Yeah. It'll probably be more on par with peanut butter now.
Oh, but it's not another peanut butter. It's more afternoon snacking.
Yeah. But listen, Seth, don't make a chunky version of that. That would be a mistake.
Well, and let me tell you that Jif already has a chocolate peanut butter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We got that at my house.
Well, but this technically is hazelnut.
It's the same thing.
So this is coming out in 2026, Kyle.
I'm excited for that.
Stay tuned.
I love that.
Can't wait till it's National Nutella Peanut Day.
Brought to you by the new Pope is the riff. Southside.
Wow, he's very nice.
All right, Bri. It's a good riff. Very nice riff. I'm going to be all over that Nutella peanut stuff. I'm telling you that right here, right now.
Early adopter.
All right. Brings us to Goofball of the Week. I pride myself in the graphics, only so that most people have no idea what any of it's about. In the news quite a bit the last few days, I'm tempted to call it Qatar Airlines, but it's really Qatar Airplanes.
Mm-hmm. I like Qatar, but it's pronounced Qatar. Right?
It is pronounced Qatar. But Qatar may be more recognizable to folks. So here's the deal. This is why it made the goofball this week. Everybody is so hung up on, and for those that don't know what this is, President Trump is all set to accept a free 747 luxury airplane from Qatar as to use as Air Force One.
Just because.
Because they're nice people in Qatar. Yeah. And they've got extra 747.
They got $400 million worth of airplanes.
And he has been notoriously critical of, he doesn't like the current Air Force One. Not a fan.
No.
And so everybody's like, well, the dilemma here is they're using it as a gift. It's influence. Mm-hmm. Once you're out of office, we can't keep it because there's all these rules. And everybody's worried about, does this give Qatar a leg up when they're talking to the United States? Like bribery type of thing. To me, and this is the reason it's Goofball of the Week, that's, in my mind, missing a lot of other salient points, which is as follows. We don't know who manufactured this plane.
Correct.
We don't know if this plane has tracking capability that we're not aware of. So by the time we get this plane, literally probably take it apart, to clean it out, to make sure it's on the up and up, this thing's he's never going to be able to ride in it.
I had the same conversation yesterday. Who's to say that they don't have some technology we don't know about?
Yes.
And they're like, ha, 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 let's just drop this in there and listen to all their conversations.
It doesn't even have to be that. They could have air tags in the wingtips. We wouldn't know unless we took it apart.
Nanobots. Right, and they said it to really do it correctly, it's going to be like $300 million.
Yes. I just, the whole... Just going straight the bribery route, like it's a much easier argument just to say it's not secure. We couldn't allow you to use that because it's not secure.
Right.
But yeah.
If you want to park it there when you're no longer president, have at it.
In the front yard of the presidential library.
I saw a funny quote about it just a couple of days ago, because when the tariffs came out, Mattel came and said they were going to raise their prices, and Trump's like, well, kids don't need more than two dolls anyways. But meanwhile, he's accepting a whole entire plane.
Well, the other thing is, the thing that I laughed at too, was he's like, of course I'm going to accept it. It's stupid not to accept a gift.
Correct.
Like this.
Somebody offers you an airplane, you take the airplane. Yeah, yeah.
It's like if someone, you know, if a criminal came up to you and Kyle said, here's $100 million. I want you to kill somebody. Well, you'd be dumb not to take that offer.
It's just logical. It's just logical. All right, so that's our goofball of the week for this week. Good stuff. Oh, I can't show that yet because we got to transition into another segment. Let me see where we are here in the old outline. I think this segment is sponsored. Is it not?
I think the one after
it's,
this.
Yeah,
is
the
sponsored.
One after. You're right, JD. That's why Carl put it in my board this way.
You're new here.
Right, what's this segment called?
It's called Dear JD. And basically, it's very simple. People need advice. And God gave us JD.
That's what I was born to do.
Yes. God actually gave us JC, but this is JD.
Well, yeah. You believe what you want to believe, I'll believe what I believe. Okay. Dear JD, on my daughter's wedding day, the weather was perfect, as was the venue and all preparations. A few hours before the ceremony, The groom was arrested on an active warrant.
An active warrant is the best.
Now, that's an issue for another day.
That's not even the problem. But
let's just say he plays a lot of golf in Naperville. Yeah.
We were already at the venue. The bridal party was getting dressed and photos were being taken while the bride was on the phone with an attorney attempting to have the groom released. I hope this whole thing was on video. Guests were already arriving since it's more than an hour's drive for all of them. Since we were hopeful that the groom would be released, and since the guests were already there, we couldn't cancel. We decided to proceed with the cocktail hour reception, hoping to hold the ceremony once the groom arrived. The groom was not released.
Oh, shoot.
The wedding ceremony never took place. I told my daughter to return all monetary gifts. She feels they should be kept since the couple will be getting married eventually. After 7 to 10 years.
Yeah, probably by the warden.
I am torn. Yes, we did have a wonderful party, although we are not in a very celebratory mood. But I feel that they are keeping the gifts under false pretenses. What do you think, JD?
I think so many things. The first thing that I like to think is that, like, the detectives just happened to be reading the engagement announcements and was like, there's our guy.
We know where he's going to be. It's true. That's so a good thought.
They came in and got him. I think that this woman has a lot more to be concerned about than whether or not they're keeping the money. Do I think it's right? No, but also I don't think these guys are really on the straight and narrow.
No.
Her and him.
Because, okay, here's
Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah.
So the daughter knows her husband's background.
And here's the thing.
But like, the mom probably doesn't.
No.
Is what you're saying.
I'm at my wedding, let's say. Getting ready. All of a sudden, feds drop in, pick up Jason.
No, Jason would, he was doing an emergency 9. Yeah.
My mom is not saying, let's keep this party going.
Yeah.
Like, you just tell people, sorry you drove 1 hour, which actually isn't that far. We got a situation on our hands.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have everyone keep getting ready and still taking pictures.
Well, I think as they stuffed him in the police car, maybe he yelled to her, I'll be out by 5. I'll be out by 5. Don't let anybody leave.
Remember the perp walk on our wedding day?
You know she knew he wasn't getting out by 5.
I've never seen a cummerbund look so good getting into a cop car.
Like, it's no big deal. Like, so...
What's no big deal? That he's getting arrested?
No, that's what the mom is saying. Like, mom's like, no big deal. Let's keep this party
I'm
going.
I'm thinking there may have been a level of embarrassment by the family.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully 100% we can, hopefully enough booze and keep the apps coming, and then he'll just come and we could say we can make up an excuse.
Yeah, but I would be so embarrassed. I wouldn't want to see anyone. I'd be like, this is done.
Of course, when he has an ankle monitor on, it's...
My question is... I'm sure this all happened in such a time that people weren't leaving. Wouldn't you just give the cards back? Like,
well how are you going to bail them out? You need bail money.
Oh, that's true.
And also, to Brian's point, like, how far in advance did they know this? They let the guests get there and drop their cards in the little bird nest that you leave cards in. Like, I feel like we could have shut this down a long time before that.
Yes.
And if I was going to that wedding and I walked in and they're like, hey, listen, this actually might not happen. I'm keeping that card tucked in my purse until it's
What are you thinking, Kyle? You're kind of quiet over there.
Well, I don't know. For a change.
He's from Kansas. This happened all the time. Yeah.
I actually think in their heart of hearts, they thought we're just going to delay and he'll show back up and this will go off with just a little bit of a hitch. I don't think they intended to thieve people out of their cards, but I don't know. I don't know. But it depends. We don't know what he got picked up for.
I need to know what he got picked up for.
Well, but the fact is, I mean, you could be arrested because you didn't show up for...
Jury duty. Yeah.
But
or a failure to appear in court.
I don't know.
Well, or killing somebody.
Yes, that's my thing.
Well, and for it to be long enough for her to write this letter and the other girl's still like, well, someday we'll get married. Like, he clearly is still in jail for more than just like not coming to court.
Dear JD, my husband and I are intensely divided over the appropriateness of using the kitchen sink to wash one's hands for anything other than food prep. I grew up in a house where the bathroom was all the way across the house from the kitchen. We were always welcome to use the kitchen sink to wash our hands before meals, as long as we didn't get in the way of the cook. In my current home with five children, there is one hall bathroom upstairs plus a tiny powder room downstairs. I don't use the ladder for much since the door opens to block a main thoroughfare and my darling boys tend to leave the toilet seat up. Seems kind of ancillary to the story here.
Yeah, cheap shot.
Is it indeed mannerless to use the kitchen sink for general hand washing? Should I send the children to queue at the upstairs hall bath before dinner? I may have been raised by wolves, but I know better. Perhaps I can do better. Is it wrong to use a kitchen sink for general hand washing?
I feel sad for this woman in general. That was a cry for help in that letter.
That really was.
But like, so I feel like it's a win if your boys are washing their hands at all, regardless of where they're washing their hands. Now, I feel like
could
you may
disagree
though, Brian.
Could be a toilet.
I feel like at your house, like if my hands were muddy, you wouldn't want me to wash them in the kitchen.
Listen, as an epidemiologist, I can tell you this. You want to wash on the sink closest to your point of entry.
Anywhere.
If you send those little booger eaters upstairs with dirty hands, your whole house is contaminated.
Everything.
Yes. There is nothing wrong with using the kitchen sink to wash your hands. Most kitchens are right off of the garage.
Yes.
It makes total sense to me.
I actually enjoy the kitchen sink hand wash.
Okay.
I wash my hands in his kitchen sink as well.
I feel like it's a higher pressure. There's more room. And
there's room for splatter. Yeah,
and I got a choice of soap because sometimes I need the dish soap to wash my hands.
That lady's letter, though, made me sad for her.
Yeah. Find something else.
Right. All right. We got one more.
Okay.
We got a threesome.
Whoa.
Dear JD, I have a friend who, when she gets a haircut and I don't acknowledge it, brings it to my attention. It's never attractive.
Wow.
And
I don't have anything nice to say. I won't say anything.
And I know she's not going to keep up with it. I don't know the polite way of saying, hey, you had a haircut, without saying it looks nice. And here's the kicker. By the way, she never compliments me on anything.
Oh, wow.
These two just shouldn't be friends. But why can't that lady just be like, hey, nice haircut?
Right.
And then think in your head, you look ugly and stupid.
Well, that's the whole thing is, yeah. Oh, you got your hair cut. Oh, I like what you did with your hair. I mean, it's even if you don't mean it.
Yeah, you don't have to say, like, you look awful, but you can think it.
Why did she demand a compliment? I think there was a demand for a compliment.
Which one? The hair cutter or the one who failed to?
The one that fails to acknowledge.
Yes.
Did she say she wanted it acknowledged and a compliment?
Yeah, she doesn't get compliments either.
So from a woman's perspective, if...
My woman.
If you say, see, you're doing something different with your hair, is that considered enough of a compliment?
Hey, friend, did you shave your mustache?
No, I'm just thinking this lady's trying to be honest. And she's, like I said, like during the bit, I don't have anything nice to say. I'm not going to say anything. She's just being real, right?
She is being real, but then also she's real snooty at the end when she's like, and she never says anything nice to me either.
Right.
So if you, like, that... That lady could come out looking like glamour shots and she'd be like, well, you look bad because
something
you
happened.
Me I'm nice today.
Something happened to your hair.
Hey, you.
Good times.
Once again, the world's a smarter, politer, better place because of JD.
Such a better place.
I hope everybody got what they needed out of that.
I did. That's for sure.
Our last segment is brought to me, it's brought to you, and it's brought to the people by our good friends at Manly Bands. Manly Bands, with unique materials like dino bone, meteorite, historic military materials, and much more. Go to manlybands.com, a band for every man. Manlybands.com, say no to boring.
Manly Bands. Oh, yeah.
And as JD told us, 25% off. You go on and get yourself a kick-ass ring. I got the Sherman tank on again.
I like it.
And look.
He can't get it off.
And you go on and you order one of these. And then at checkout, you just type in Get Some Sports 13. Whammo. You're paying.
It's like free jewelry.
You're playing for 3/4 of a ring, essentially, is
or
what we're saying.
Paying. Noel and paying.
Brian, what's this segment called?
It's called, I like those guys at the ring place. It's called Know Your High School Nicknames.
And Brian, how do we play Know Your High School Nicknames?
Well, I tell you what, there's so many different ways to go with these now. And what I've decided, first of all, is the image that Carl puts up. I've decided that him and I used to eliminate, like, Photoshop and stuff, names or images or parts of it that might give it away.
Yeah.
Because I realize this is a freaking hard game. and any help we can give...
Should be given.
Should be given.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you're saying this photo is unaltered.
Unaltered.
Okay.
Can I just... A few observations about this photo.
Yep.
Why is the W so far away from the E in web?
I feel like this is like a sideways angle maybe. Picture or something.
And then, of course, we got a Chuck Taylor and the foot rubber is ripped out of it and there's a sock coming through the end, which I can't even believe got through Brian's filters.
So I think that it like looks like a donkey, but also it's like a pair of PF Flyers.
I want to tell you, this was one of the hardest segments I've ever had to prepare for.
Yeah.
I still hear the screams late at night. And it smells like feet.
All right. How are we playing? What are we doing?
So... What I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you the school. First, I'm going to give you the town, the state, and the school.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I'll see if you can get it from there.
Okay.
We got to get the mascot.
Love
it.
So first of all, this the school is located in Bell Buckle, Tennessee.
Bell Buckle, yeah. Tennessee.
It's called the Webb School. That's where the WBB comes from, mm-hmm. which is the oldest continually operated boarding school in the country.
Okay.
Their nickname was originally the Scholars.
Okay.
Until it was changed to its current nickname.
Okay.
The Webb School.
I think it's the Orphans. I don't know why I think that.
I wouldn't pay for my kid to go to a school with this mascot. Yeah.
See, even the name of the school is not quite right.
The West End Belt Buckles.
Did we get any clues on the mascot?
Yes.
Okay, they used to be the Scholars.
They used to be the Scholars.
Nothing scholarly about the picture here.
No.
And this one's going to give it away. But it's the plural of what you put into the shoe.
The feet?
Fleet feet?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yeah.
It's the school is the Webb Feet.
Oh, I actually kind of like that.
Brian, I kind of like that. You liked that.
The webbed. Well, it's hard for him to say. You can tell.
So a couple of little nuggets here. Yahoo Sports says, I quote, "If you are cheering for the Webb, you are cheering for the feet." And their online merch store says, "Shop for feet gear." So I'm pretty much disgusted. I'm going to go throw up.
Yeah,
right after the show. Can you imagine going through the web feet? Life is
once a feet.
Always
that just sounds funny to say.
That's going to do it for today's show, guys.
You know what? If it's a little moist, use some foot powder.
Gross.
Hey, everybody. When you're out and about, do something good out there.